Kaya, this is Neville Collardy. I'm Noongar Burria. We're sitting in the grove of casuarina trees, what the Noongars call the quell. These groves of casuarina trees, the quell, were very important places in relation to the Noongar life. The reason being is that when the leaves fall, they lay on the ground and they become soft and spongy, and if it rains, the water will run underneath and people can still sleep on top of the leaves because it's soft. The casuarinas are the... What my nana told me were Muriel Bennell. She told me that these trees were the storytellers, the carriers of the Noongar stories. And that when you hear the wind blow, you can hear the trees murmuring and whispering. And my nana told me that when you hear the wind blowing and you hear the murmurings and the whisperings of the tree, that's the stories of the Noongar from another place are being sent along the wind trails, and she can sit here and listen, and you can interpret the stories at your whim. The important part about this was because in the summer, it's a beautiful, cool place. When we used to live in the country, in the bush, out in the bush there with Nan and Pop, and we had a horse and cart and carry all our things in the back of the horse and cart, this was our favourite camping ground. Because all you had to do was roll out the Wagga, and that was your bed for the night. Chuck your rug over you, and you were right. It's cool, and if it rained at night, we wouldn't get wet because the water would run underneath. But a casuarina, he's very salt resistant. He's good for the growing along the banks of the river because he's got very strong root systems, and it stops erosion along the banks. Not so much, I can't say so much for the Queensland casuarina, because these are an imported species and they should not be planting those casuarinas along the banks of the river. They should be retaining the native trees. These quell are the native casuarinas. These are the indigenous trees that you find in Western Australia along the banks of the river. And there is another one, I think there's two types of them. One's an inland casuarina, and this one is the river one. We'll go back there. Look at the leaves of the casuarina. The long leaves, that's not the leaf. And when we were kids, we used to sit under the casuarinas with the old people, and we'd get the nuts, and then we'd make our toys out of them with pieces of wood and sticks. We'd make animals. And they were actually our farm animals, and we'd pretend we had farms, and we'd make the sheep and the cows and the emus using those casuarina nuts. On the casuarina obesa, the big nuts that their fruit that grow on the trees, at night, ring-tailed possums and brush-tailed possums will come out of their nests and their burrows, and they'll come down to the tree, they'll walk up the tree, and you'll see them chewing on all the green nuts to get the juice out of them. They don't chew the whole nut, they just start at the bottom where the nut grows off the twig, and they'll chew all around there, in that tree there, so we do know that on a casuarina.